Are Michelle Bachmann's headaches news? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The story that broke on a website called The Daily Caller was headlined, "Stress-Related Condition Incapacitates Bachmann, Heavy Pill Use Alleged." It begins with an anecdote about the day 1 year ago when Bachmann's former communications director told her he was leaving to take another job. According to a former Bachmann aide, this announcement caused Bachmann to suffer, quote, a debilitating medical episode that landed her in a hospital for 24 hours. The story goes on to declare that candidate Michelle Bachmann frequently suffers from weekly stress-induced migraine headaches, implying that if she became president and the phone rang at 3 a.m., she'd just yank out the cord. Bachmann's reply.
I prescribe medication that I take on occasion whenever symptoms arise, and they keep my migraines under control.
So what's going on here? The website that broke this story is run by conservative Tucker Carlson, which makes it look like rival Republicans are trying to knock Bachmann out of the race early, and that smacks of dirty politics. But there is a legitimate issue here, too. Bachmann voted against letting the government negotiate lower prescription drug prices, and she's made a firm promise.
I will not rest until I repeal Obamacare.
A law that was intended, among other things, to ensure that expensive migraine medications of the type she apparently uses are available to everyone, raising the question, what about the people in this country who, like her, can perform just fine when they have their prescriptions, but, unlike her, can't afford them? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.